From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. North Korea is being widely condemned today for this weekend's launch of a long-range rocket. The North says it put a satellite into orbit, but critics denounce the launch as a missile test that violates United Nations sanctions. NPR's Elise Hugh is in Seoul.
The two nations most concerned about this are North Korea's closest neighbor, South Korea, and Japan. Both those nations happen to be close allies of the United States. Which has been working to try and denuclearize North Korea ever since its first nuclear test back in 2006. That clearly has not been successful because North Korea, as outside experts have said, has only been increasing its ability and capability on the nuclear front.
The United Nations Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for today. The presidential candidates working to shore up support ahead of New Hampshire's Tuesday primary. A series of town halls and other campaign events are on tap today, following last night's ABC News-hosted Republican debate, in which Marco Rubio was forced to defend his record as a first-term senator. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Rubio, a strong third-place finisher in Iowa, is suddenly a contender in the race. But at the debate, Governor Chris Christie repeatedly called him too inexperienced and untested. Rubio responded,
"I think the experience is not just what you did, but how it worked out. Under Chris Christie's governorship of New Jersey, they've been downgraded 9 times in their credit rating. This country already has a debt problem."
Christie reacted,
"That's what Washington, D.C. does. The drive-by shot at the beginning with incorrect and incomplete information, and then the memorized 25-second speech that is exactly what his advisors gave him."
Christie and Rubio, as well as former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Ohio Governor John Kasich, are all battling for mainstream Republican and independent voters in the state. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
Turkey is coming under pressure to open its border to tens of thousands of Syrians. They fled fierce fighting as Russian and Syrian government forces press an offensive around the northern city of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the European Union is debating a new and controversial plan to block migrants and refugees from entering Europe from Greece. Terry Schultz reports the EU is looking to secure the border in non-EU state Macedonia against the wishes of EU member state Greece.
EU governments are considering sending border guards and soldiers to Macedonia amid longstanding frustration with Greece's inability to block migrants and refugees from getting into Europe. Greece has complained that will basically lock refugees into its territory. But Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó says the other EU countries that make up the so-called Schengen zone or passport-free travel area don't have a choice.
If Greece is not ready or able to protect the Schengen zone and doesn't accept any assistance from the European Union, then we need another defense line.
More than 850,000 people entered the EU through Greece last year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And this is NPR. Ahead of today's Super Bowl between the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has elected a new class. They include 5 players, a coach, and a former team owner who have combined 12 Super Bowl rings. From member station WKSU, Kabir Bhatia reports.
This year's class includes Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Marvin Harrison and his former coach Tony Dungy, who coached the team to a Super Bowl win in 2007. Quarterback Brett Favre will be enshrined for his 16 seasons with the Green Bay Packers, which included a win in Super Bowl 31, while Ken Stabler led the Oakland Raiders to a Super Bowl win in 1977. Rounding out this year's class are Kevin Green of the Los Angeles Rams and Orlando Pace of the St. Louis Rams. Former San Francisco 49ers owner Ed DiBartolo Jr. and senior selection Dick Stanfill, who played in the 1950s, will also be enshrined August 6th in Canton, Ohio. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
A police officer in Oregon has died in the line of duty. Authorities in the town of Seaside say Officer Jason Gooding was killed Friday night while he was trying to arrest a man wanted on a warrant for felony assault. The suspect was shot and killed by another officer. Gooding was 39 years old. He was a 13-year veteran of Seaside's police department. Seaside is a coastal resort town about 80 miles west of Portland. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says the service's stream of tweets will stay live and in real time. Dorsey posted a tweet this weekend to dispute a BuzzFeed report that Twitter was planning to introduce a timeline algorithm rather than a real-time stream. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.